This is a powerful educational tool. I think it will change the way we deliver material. It certainly is a supplement or enhancement to what we already do. It's curriculum driven.
Principal Tim Fitzgerald says Canisius High School has been studying various computing programs over the past 5 years, and the iPad came along just at the right time.
We believe that it's the right combination of accessibility to information, accessibility to all students, and we think that our timing has become ideal based on some of the moves that Apple has done in the last few months.
This year, iPads are being integrated into the junior class. Next year, all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors will be required to have an iPad, and seniors will be highly encouraged to have one. Canisius CFO Robert Cavallari says the school has partnered with manufacturer Apple to buy some 900 iPads and will then make them available for purchase and financing by families.
The total that we're going to be out of pocket is going to be, about $600,000, $700,000. And then we'll recover some of that from the families, and some of it is just the Canisius High School investment in making this a better educational experience. This is something that we need to do to stay ahead of the curve, give our students the best educational opportunity and advantages that we can.
The school has created a support system for the iPads that includes staffing a help desk and making sure the campus's Wi-Fi is always dependable. Technology Director Andy Foti leads that effort.
This is about four times the number of the devices we're used to seeing. The biggest thing that's come up is too many places where a single piece of equipment would fail and could take down a large section of the network. Once kids and teachers start depending on this to be able to access their work, to deliver the curriculum, it can't ever go down. And if it does go down, it has to be something that comes back in 60 seconds, 2 minutes tops.
Foti says adequate capitalization in hardware, software, support people is essential for success. With that in mind, Canisius promoted math teacher Eric Amadeo to the new position of Academic Technology Director to oversee the program and be a continuous resource for teachers, students, and parents. For example, he'll research new education apps and tweet them to teachers for possible use in the classroom and feedback. Amadeo says Canisius already allows personal computers in the classroom. Now devices will be uniform across the board.
One thing I'm going to show you here is iBooks. And as you're going to see here, there's a number of things that we can do with this digital book that we couldn't do with a normal book. And this is where it changes what we do in the classroom. Now we can teach our students how to study, how to be better note takers. And I think that that's key in the big picture here because a lot of students come in without those skills.
Because iBooks are digital, students can highlight, add notes, create study cards, take quizzes, and share with other students, among other things. Canisius senior Anthony Tomasello likes that he doesn't have to carry around pounds of textbooks anymore and that theory now comes to life.
It keeps the student engaged. It takes the static images that you have in a textbook and makes them dynamic. For example, like a cell membrane in a biology textbook is moving constantly. There's always, osmosis going on. You can see that now with the iBooks.
And gone are the days of teachers photocopying multiple paper handouts. Their method of presentation has changed. Teachers can now create their own iBooks and podcasts, and they can sell their products to Apple. Tom Coppola is a history teacher who serves as director of student activities and coaches football. He says his workload hasn't changed, but efficiency and available learning tools certainly have increased.
I use my iPad every day for my own notes. So when I'm in front of the students, I have it with me. It's more portable than a laptop is, so I find it very useful that way. So the nightly news, last night I saw something great that Brian Williams did. We can immediately go to it in the classroom, and it's right in front of them. They can watch it in front of them. I can put it on Moodle, which is our online course manager. This is where all of the homework assignments are. This is where all the presentation and my notes are. So when we say open up Chapter 1 notes, they'll be sitting there with their Moodle account open, ready to go.
Coppola also likes that the battery life on his iPad lasts all day, unlike his old laptop, which increases his productivity. Cavallari says going digital will save money long-term on textbooks, photocopying, and other paper-related costs. Amadeo advises other schools looking to integrate technology into the classroom to first do their homework.
I think it's important for any school to make sure that the proper planning is done. Don't make this a reactionary type of event that you're going to do just because other schools happen to do it. Because without any type of support structure or plan, is doomed for failure.
And don't expect magic results, he warns. Fitzgerald says Canisius is using pre- and post-surveys plus standardized academic tests to measure how well the program impacts teaching and learning. He says the school also is helping teachers and students achieve a balance between their academic and personal use of the iPad. Marian Heatherly, WBFO News.